Siete in compagnia di SBS Italian. Trovate altre storie su sbs.com.au/italian o scaricate la SBS Radio app.
You're listening to an SBS Italian podcast. I am Massimiliano Gugole. One Kitchen, Two Legacies. This is how the MasterChef Australia 2026 finale was presented on social media. Two cultures, both originating in the Mediterranean and taking Australian food scene by storm. Greek Cyprus and Italy are the lands where Petro and Vindi's grandparents were born. And last Sunday, the two young men fought to become the new MasterChef winner. And today we're talking about that special night with third generation Italian-Australian and 2026 MasterChef Australia winner Vinny Gibaldi. Hi Vinny.
Hi Max, how are you?
I'm very good. What are your feelings now at the end of this edition of MasterChef?
Oh, it's just been absolutely incredible. I don't even have the words to describe it. It's just been very, very surreal and an amazing, amazing experience.
The finale was a very emotional night. You played with your strength in the first round. It didn't go very well with the duck. The second round involved a very complicated dessert that looked as far from your style as possible. And yet you were able to prevail in both challenges against your good friend Petro. What have you learned about yourself as a person and as a chef on that night?
Yeah, I mean, it was a very hectic day, very hectic cook, both of them. And I learned a lot. I learned that, you know, cooking in that style is very much as much mental as it is physical and endurance. And you just need to stay calm and alert. And I feel like, you know, focusing on my strengths and putting in all that work during the competition and practicing every night is really what ultimately led me to this point. And yeah, just the endurance that I was able to do, I learned that about myself. Didn't think I had that in me, but it was incredible.
Is your dream still to open your paninoteca, your panini shop?
I think yes, in a way. I'd probably do it a little bit more elevated than I was going to do at the beginning. I mean, paninis are still a big, very close to my heart. And I think that there's multiple ways that you can elevate them and make them a bit more fancier anyway. And I'd love to still do that in the future for sure.
Can you tell us a little bit about your family? Does it still feel very Italian at home?
Yes, for sure. I grew up, you know, my nonna and nonno brought me up when I was a kid, and I spent a lot of time with them. And Italian heritage has always been very, very close to our hearts on both sides of my family, my mum's and my dad's. You know, growing up always around food, nonna's house for dinner with codolette, and there's just enough food to feed 20 people when there's only 10 of us there, you know. It's always very incredible, and I was very, very lucky to be brought up in that way and in that community.
Your nonna didn't seem too enthusiastic about your cooking during the finale. Why was that?
You know, I feel like that's a pretty typical response from my nonno. He likes his own food when he makes it. I don't think he's ever really too expressively happy when other people cook anyways, even though it is good food. He just doesn't like to admit it.
And how important has your Italian heritage been to get you to be a MasterChef finalist and winner?
Honestly, I relied really heavily on my Italian heritage because it was just second nature to me. You know, cooking with those flavors and playing with those techniques that I grew up with and I would see every day and eat every day, I think was what I used as my superpower and as my strength, because, you know, Italian food is always full of flavor, but it's also very, very expressive. And, you know, being able to share that food with the world was really, really important to me. And I think it was what I wanted to do and how I wanted to express myself.
I've read that it was your girlfriend and your cousin who signed you up to be a contestant. Is it true?
Yes, that is true. I never thought I'd you know, get on the show at all, but my girlfriend and my cousin, yeah, they started the application process and they sent me in and they started it off. And then a day before the applications closed, I got a text saying, hey, can you finish your application? We're really interested. And then I thought, oh, well, we're at this point, might as well go all the way. And it led me here.
I'm very curious now about this period of your life that's just finished between the end of filming MasterChef and the final broadcast. This is a time when you need to keep quiet about what happened. How hard was it?
It was pretty difficult because, you know, you've just been on the biggest adventure and ride of your life, and then you just kind of have to go back to the real world and just keep it quiet and not really talk too much about it. So it was difficult, but at the same time, I had so much support from my friends, my family, and just everybody watching that it kind of helped me keep the secret because I didn't want to ruin it and spoil it for everyone watching.
Sounds a bit like when you win the lottery and you don't want people to know.
Keep it quiet. Yeah, that's it.
So you've gone back to nursing your job in the last few months. Did anyone react at the hospital in amazement and say, "Oh my God, you're the guy from MasterChef"?
Yeah. Yes, they do, and they still do. And it's quite nice, especially when patients recognize me because, you know, a lot of them are going through a tough time. They're in hospital and they're genuinely very unwell. So being able to sometimes just bring a little bit of joy by, you know, doing a job that I still do care for and enjoy and bring some joy to people is nice.
Do you think you'll still be a nurse in the future?
I think I'll start to maybe drop down some of my hours at work and try and get my foot into the food industry and into the world of hospitality. I don't know if I could just leave straight away cold turkey, but I'd definitely try and drop down some hours to try and pursue a career more in food.
Finally, Vinny, there were some jokes exchanged during the finale about how multicultural the evening was. In addition to you, Italian-Australian, and Petro, Greek-Cypriot-Australian, Aaron came third, and him with a Malaysian background. What's the message there? What do you think about this?
Yeah, I thought that was really special as well. I feel like, you know, living in a country like Australia, we're very, very lucky to have a wide multicultural community, and I think being able to share those cultures and those cuisines with, you know, the rest of the world and the rest of Australia is really important. And I feel like MasterChef does a really, really good job of showcasing that. And, you know, the way that we all cook is very unique and very expressive. And, yeah, just really awesome all around. You get to experience new foods and try new things that you never thought you'd have before. And it was really special.
And you're still good friends?
Yes, of course. Very, very good friends. I saw a lot of the MasterChef contestants last night, and we still keep in touch. We see each other pretty often.
Was there a special party last night? Like a watching together?
I wouldn't say it was. We just went down to our local pub, and they had it on the TV, so we just watched it there. And a few friends came and family. Yeah, it was nice.
Sounds brilliant. Thank you so much, Vinny. Thank you for this chat.
Thank you, Max. Of course, thank you.
Cliccate mi piace, condividete, commentate, seguite SBS Italian su Facebook.